Okay, this is Eric Olander, ICRT News, Asian racism story. The suggested Q material goes as follows. As the Asian communities in the United States grow and expand beyond the traditional Chinatowns, the ugly black cloud of racism is accompanying them for the trip. ICRT News correspondent Eric Olander has more from Los Angeles. Story comes to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Currently, when one thinks of anti-Asian sentiment in the United States, the Flatbush situation in New York comes to mind, where two Korean grocers are being boycotted by their surrounding black communities. However, according to San Francisco-based civil rights group Chinese for Affirmative Action, the Flatbush predicament is unusual because it is overt racism. Executive director of the group, Henry Durr, says the growing trend in the United States is more subtle. As the Asian communities around the country, particularly on the West Coast, enlarge and seek to find more affordable housing in predominantly white neighborhoods, tension develops. Durr believes that much of the misunderstanding is attributed to various cultural and language barriers between the two groups, as well as pure ignorance.
There are some neighborhoods who don't want Chinese in their neighborhood. They think that it will bring them down. But the size of the Asian American community is of such a magnitude that it's pretty difficult for some institutions to ignore us in total.
It is imperative to keep in mind that despite the current problems, race relations in America over the past 30 years have improved dramatically. However, groups like Chinese for Affirmative Action are reminding us that we still have a long way to go. Eric Olander, ICRT News, Los Angeles.